I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, December 28. Coming up, United States State Department to assist with Jamaica's implementation of plea bargaining, government still campaigning for reparations, and SMEs urged to ensure their operations are in good standing. The news in detail after this message.
Do not post your location on social media. Predators are always seeking potential victims online.
Always walk in groups. If you happen to be walking alone and suspect you're being followed, make an alarm or go into a crowded area to get help.
And parents, ensure you have a recent photograph of your child to assist the public in identifying him or her should your child become missing. And remember, under the ANANDA alert system, every missing child should be reported immediately to the police or the Office of the Children's Registry.
Now the news. The United States State Department has offered to assist the government of Jamaica's proposed implementation of plea bargaining in the justice system. This as part of initiatives to reduce case backlogs in the courts. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck made the disclosure during a meeting with Jamaica's ambassador to the United States, Audrey Marks, at the Jamaican Embassy in Washington, D.C. recently. Mr. Chuck, who was on a three-day study tour of the justice systems in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia, says the Criminal Justice Plea Negotiations and Agreement Act is also to be amended to make it more effective in facilitating the timely delivery of justice. The legislative amendments will, among other things, enable defense counsel to be part of the plea bargaining process and to negotiate with prosecutors and judges regarding sentencing options for their clients. Mr. Chuck says the State Department has consented to provide several high-level prosecutors and judges who will hold seminars for attorneys attached to the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, as well as judges, among other stakeholders, on how plea bargaining can be effective in making the courts more efficient. Finance Minister Audley Shaw is encouraging small and medium-sized SME business owners seeking to access the Development Bank of Jamaica's $2.4 billion loan facility to ensure their operations are in good standing. He says despite a relaxation in the loan collateral requirement, SME stakeholders must ensure their operations are properly structured in keeping with the governing stipulations.
All potential recipients of these loans must understand that we expect formality. We expect a serious approach to doing business. It's not some kind of a overnight thing where you don't have any records. It has to be properly programmed, properly structured, research-based.
The DBJ has relaxed its qualifying stipulations for the loan provision by incorporating non-traditional collateral among the prerequisites. A government policy decision has allowed the Bank of Jamaica to reduce risks associated with loans issued by deposit-taking institutions guaranteed by the DBJ. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says several infirmaries across the island are to benefit from upgrades and improvements next year. Earlier this year, while on a tour of the facility, the local government minister noted that the Spanish Town Infirmary would be renovated. He also pointed out that new wards are to be built at the Manchester and Portland infirmaries at a cost of $135 million, adding that the Santa Cruz Infirmary is to benefit from improvements to its administrative offices.
We're going to be rolling out some new features that will see changes to our infirmaries. We're going to be changing the names of the infirmaries. We're going to be doing a lot more to lift the social basket of that organization.
Meanwhile, Minister McKenzie has lauded the staff of the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development and supporting agencies for their hard work during the year. And Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange says the government will be unrelenting in its campaign for reparation for the injustices of slavery. In a message read by Principal Director of Culture and Creative Industries in the Policy Division of the Ministry, Dr. Janice Lindsay, for the 235th commemorative anniversary of the Zong Massacre at the Institute of Jamaica, Minister Grange spoke to the value of the recently revamped Reparation Council.
The policy direction is clear. And we will continue to see through campaigns and initiatives being undertaken by the National Council on Reparations, strategic steps towards honoring our forebears.
She says the Zong Massacre, in which 133 enslaved Africans were murdered while being transported to Jamaica, highlights the need to right the wrongs of the transatlantic slave trade through the work of the Council. Ms. Grange adds that the story speaks to the essence of democracy, the reach of a superpower over a small state, to human rights, decency, and justice. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.